Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Germany doesn't want you to pay for a flight until the day you fly in a move to deal with refund pain. Americans are struggling to receive refunds following flight delays and cancellations amidst a summer of travel chaos. The Department of Transportation is working to improve refund experiences. That's in the United States. One German state is proposing a pay-as-you-fly model that would make refunds less necessary, because it's a little bit of a mess, isn't it? We want to try and understand what the pros and cons are of paying for a flight on the day you travel. Poteka Mojapele is an aviation analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. And how about you, Howard, and your listeners?
I am well as well. So it seems as though there's a tremendous amount of, I don't want to use the word turbulence, but because it's just too easy, a lot of turbulence in the aviation industry. As people struggle, we're struggling with flights being cancelled, with luggage. We've spoken about many of these aspects with you before. But the one that seems to be a major problem, certainly in Europe and the United States, is the cancellation of flights and refunds. How are we looking here in South Africa?
Well, here in South Africa, we don't have a problem of cancellations, except the fact that, there are those airlines that we know for the fact that they went bust, your Mango, and Express. Those are the ones that we had a problem with in the past. But currently, everything seems to be smooth here at home. There isn't much difficulty in terms of cancellations and so on. In fact, here at home, taking a chance to book a flight the day you are traveling, you are almost committing suicide for yourself.
tell us why.
Because you're going to be committing, because the prices are exorbitantly high when you are booking a flight the day you are traveling. Now, the airlines has this system where they literally look at there's what we call an outlook of passenger volume that you may expect. It's a prediction that the system does. Now, on the day of travel, the system does not predict any longer. It's literally giving you the price, the highest price available on the day of the travel. Meaning that if the highest price on Monday when you were trying to make a booking was, let's say it was about 1,000 rand, on the day when you are traveling, you wouldn't get that 1,000 rand. You would get double of that amount. On the day of the travel, because it's just the predictions that the airline system creates. So you commit suicide by here. You can't do that at all. it's going to be very, very difficult for you to actually find a cheap flight.
And what you're saying is that in South Africa, it's actually not as necessary as it is in Europe and the United States.
Certainly not. In South Africa, no. We don't have problems here at home with the cancellation. So most of the airlines, like, for example, not that I'm punting what SAFAir is doing, but I think SAFAir has a very intelligent and a very good, effective way of accommodating their passengers. Let's say you are traveling to Cape Town and you happen to miss your flight. So what they do is, they don't, even though your ticket is not flexible, but they have a small fee that they will ask you to pay, something like, I think it's about 250, or yeah, I think it's about 250 that you pay, and then they put you on a standby. Now, that standby is going to be rollover, literally rollover. If you don't get into the next flight, they will try you on the next flight and next flight until you get to your destination. So, which is a very nice, clever system that they have created. So, we don't have that problem here at home. Even if there's a cancellation, they will fly you. They will not literally do what the British Airways is doing in London, where they are cancelling and they won't be able to accommodate you.
Oh, so there you they don't even the offer flight. You an alternative. Here, though, if they cancel a flight, they'll do what they can to make sure that you're allocated to another flight. In the UK, Europe, and the United States, if a flight's cancelled, that's it.
Yeah, they don't do that. So the problem with the United States and the Europe, let me talk about the United States because I'm very familiar with that. In United States, there's a huge volume of passengers. So there are aircrafts that get deployed to perform certain routes. They sort of chock-a-block them, literally. If the flight misses the slot, it has to be on another place and you perform another service somewhere. Now, chances of them getting the passengers to leave are very much slim. That's why they would always say, you know, the refund option, it's the easiest way of them getting entangling themselves out of the situation of finding you a flight to get to where you need to go. So here at home, we don't have that. We really don't have that. Our airlines run professionally, and they are wary of the customers, the kind of customers they're dealing with, and they're very much receptive when it comes to those kind of things.
Right. So at least that is we're in a bit of a better position there. And advice is do not wait for the day of the flight in order to book and pay for the flight. Not in South
Africa.
Well,
if I may just add something quickly there, mm-hmm. Howard, if
sure.
you may allow
of
me,
course.
Just to give our listeners a tip when
right.
they are booking their flight. So choose between. When you want to get a best price, at the moment the prices are down. I'm sure you have seen on recently. Now, choose between on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Just go online. You will find better prices there.
Really?
If you want to book a flight, whether internationally or whether locally, between Tuesday and Wednesday night, that's when you will find a decent prices. Just wait for around 9 o'clock, then you will find good prices. And for you to be able to see good prices, you can just go on Google Flights, just type up Google Flights, and then it will give you a window where you will put up all your dates and so on, and the number of people, and then it will give you the list of airlines that are going to be offering that kind of a service. Then you'll pick up a decent price that you need because they'll give you a lot of options to take from.
Well, that is very, very interesting and useful information. I want to know if you guys try it. Let me know after you've done so between Tuesday night and Wednesday night. 3451906185101019. Very interesting discussion indeed. Potega Mojapele, who is an aviation analyst, talking to us about the pros and cons of paying for your flight on the day of the flight.